Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled Serving a Just God, and it is based on Job chapter 42, verses 1 through 6, and verses 10 through 17. Job's basic position was he couldn't think of anything he had done to deserve the suffering and loss he experienced. So he wanted God to answer him as to why he had suffered and whether he deserved the suffering so he might justify his position. The Bible says God answered Job out of a whirlwind by first asking him if he was the person dispensing incorrect explanations or counsel without knowing what he was talking about. All of us are made to look like and be foolish when we make definitive statements on subjects and matters that are just wrong. In other words, we can hide or conceal wisdom, correct advice, and judgment by expressing thoughts and opinions on matters one has no knowledge of or is not qualified to speak on. This was the case with Job. Job thought he was entitled to know the reason why he was suffering. He presumed God must have made a mistake in judging him guilty of something he didn't do. And if he did do something, he felt entitled for God to at least tell him what he did so he could plead his case and answer his charge. God didn't owe Job an explanation, nor did he give him one, but decided to answer Job's request. In his answer to Job, God basically demonstrated to Job through Job's own ignorance that neither he nor any other person possesses the intellectual standing or power to question or judge the works of God. After God's response, Job realized it is enough that God even knows who he is and that he thought more of himself than he should. He repented of the thoughts he had concerning God, had misjudged him, and owed him an explanation. He realized that God knows all things and all persons and doesn't have to give an answer or explanation to anyone about what he does or does not do. As such, God did not have to tell, nor did he tell Job why he was suffering. The lesson Job learned was that God is sovereign, all-powerful, and all-knowing. We simply have to trust him to do right by us no matter what it is we are going through. It is not for us to question or judge his methods or ways of doing things because we don't possess the knowledge or power to do that. But if he is the kind of God we believe he is, we know he would deal with us fairly and justly. So Job's latter end was better than the first as far as restoring to him the things he lost. God surrounded him with family and friends and allowed him to live a long time. Our end may not turn out as well as Job's. Job received an end to his suffering and appeared to die a nice, quiet death, but we may not. In this world, we shall have trials and tribulations, regardless of our faith or how we live. But no matter how life ends or what we must endure, faith informs us if God is the God we believe he is, then we shall not face life's challenges alone or die anonymously. Faith informs us that God knows us, remembers us, and will reward us accordingly. Well, be sure to look over the lesson study again and come prepared to offer your comments, your questions, and your perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and study discussion this Sunday, and remember to always fear God and keep His commandments.